The Chemical Reporter.
Thank you for joining me for a new Chemical Reporter episode. This time, reporting to you directly from a wicker beach chair, I have a summertime question from Lydia in Munich. How does sunscreen lotion or sun cream actually protect our skin? What could be nicer than laying on the beach in the sun and being lazy? An extensive sun bath is everything but recuperation for our skin. When the sun shines, it brings with it not only soothing warmth and light, but also invisible ultraviolet rays known as UV radiation. A distinction is drawn between UVA rays and UVB rays. Both types of UV rays, yet in a slightly different manner, are responsible for that much-desired tan we get when we are on vacation. And yet, too much sun and you quickly get a painful sunburn. Mainly the UVB rays cause sunburn. On the other hand, unnoticed UVA rays penetrate the skin layer more deeply even if you sit in the shade. This is when irreparable damage can creep up on you that can lead to premature aging or even skin cancer. Therefore, in order to not get too much of these UV rays, we use a sunscreen. It works almost like a liquid umbrella protecting our skin. This sun protection catches or absorbs a large part of the UVA and UVB radiation before it penetrates our skin. This occurs through so-called UV absorbers. What are they? Chemical substances that absorb or swallow the UV radiation, making it harmless. Let us take a closer look. When the UV rays encounter the sunscreen, its chemical molecules take on the biggest part of the rays' energy all at once. This does the trick to transform the UV light energy into harmless heat energy. They're not only chemical filters in sun creams and tanning lotions, but also physical properties. For the most part, sun creams and tanning lotions with a high sun protection factor contain tiny particles made of titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. These tiny particles act like small mirrors, reflecting the sun's radiation before it hits the skin. However, these nano-sized mirrors cannot be seen with the naked eye. They are 400 times smaller than a diameter of a human hair. Even so, modern tanning lotions not only protect against sunburn and UV radiation, they also nourish and repair the skin. Even the best sun creams cannot repel all UV rays. Therefore, they contain active ingredients to prevent the skin from damage. These ingredients return lost moisture to the skin, are anti-inflammatory, and stimulate the regeneration of cells, making it an effective combination of sun protection and skin care. Well, with this kind of knowledge, you can be sure to enjoy the sun with more peace of mind. That's it for today with Sun Fun. I hope we connect again next week for another episode. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.